WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. You know that feeling when life feels like a runaway train, right? Deadlines looming, notifications popping off, and the to-do list keeps growing longer than your arm. Finding balance in this chaotic world can feel like chasing a unicorn. But trust me, it's not impossible. In fact, Stoicism offers some incredible tools to help us navigate the craziness and find the elusive harmony. Today, we're diving into finding balance and harmony even where life throws everything but the kitchen sink at you. We'll be exploring five key takeaways that can transform your relationship with stress, time, and ultimately yourself. First up, focus on what you can control. We often get bogged down worrying about things outside our influence, like the weather, other people's actions, or global events. Sounds familiar? It's a trap we all fall into. But remember, true peace comes from mastering your own reactions and focusing your energy on what truly matters: your thoughts, your actions, and your choices. So, channel that inner Zen master and let go of the things you can't control. Breathe deep, take it one step at a time, and remember, you've got this. Second, embrace simplicity. In our hyper-connected world, it's easy to get sucked into a whirlwind of constant stimulation. But true balance comes from embracing simplicity. Think about it, have you ever felt more relaxed after a weekend unplugged, surrounded by nature, or just good company? It's all about creating space for mindful living, saying no to unnecessary commitments, and prioritizing experiences over things. Number 3. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this one's a game changer. Taking the time each day to appreciate the good things in your life can shift your entire perspective. It's like rewiring your brain for positivity. Think about it, that amazing cup of coffee you just had, the supportive friend who always has your back, or even just the simple act of breathing. These are all treasures worth celebrating. 4. Make time for self-care. You wouldn't put a use engine in a brand new car, right? So why treat your own mind and body like that? Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, indulging in a hot bath, or simply taking a few minutes to meditate. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. And finally, remember that balance is a journey, not a destination. Some days will be smoother than others, and that's okay. The key is to keep striving for harmony, to make small adjustments along the way, and to celebrate your progress no matter how small it may seem. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're juggling work deadlines, family commitments, and trying to squeeze in some self-care. Sound familiar? Suddenly, your phone explodes with notifications, emails pile up, and that unfinished project feels like it's breathing down your neck. You start feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and a little bit lost. Now, what do? You could panic, right? Hit the snooze button on reality, drown yourself in coffee, or maybe even contemplate hiding under the covers until it all goes away. But wait. Remember those stoic principles we talked about? You can choose to focus on what you can control your response to this situation. Take a deep breath, prioritize your tasks, delegate when possible, and remember, it's okay to ask for help. Don't be afraid to set boundaries, communicate your needs, and take breaks when you need them. Remember, finding balance isn't about achieving perfect harmony every single day. It's about navigating the ups and downs with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. So, what's the biggest takeaway? Life is a whirlwind, but by focusing on what you can control, embracing simplicity, practicing gratitude, making time for self-care, and remembering that balance is a journey, not a destination, you can find your own unique harmony even in the midst of chaos. Now go out there, rock your day, and remember to share this episode with someone who needs a little stoic wisdom in their life. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I love hearing your thoughts and experiences. See you tomorrow for another dose of daily virtue.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.